This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Gazing out at a winter wonderland, I made soup using herbs from last year. I dry them in my dehydrator and love having them on hand. Oh, the rosemary. Herbs offer fragrance, taste, medicinal properties, and they repel some pests. While not always substantiated by university-based information, there are a number of books and articles, as well as old gardeners around, that swear by the use of herbs and companion planting. A book I've used to plan my vegetable garden is called Carrots Love Tomatoes, which they do. Carrots also like peas, cabbage, onions, and chives, but do not like dill. This book is a fun read and one I've taken out in the garden with me. My copy is literally dirty. Author Louise Riotti says don't grow coriander, also known as cilantro, near fennel. The fennel won't flower. In fact, fennel is one herb that should not be grown in the vegetable garden. This guy is odd man out. I do love fennel, though, and have grown it. The seeds have such a great anise taste and add wonderful flavor to Italian sausage and fish. The bulb is also used in antipasto dishes. Dill likes cabbages, onions, and lettuce, but mature dill is not good for carrots and tomatoes. I've also sprinkled in information compiled by a woman named Beth Jarvis, who is one of my instructors at the University of Minnesota Extension when I took my Master Gardener classes there years ago. Don't plant garlic with beans and peas, but instead plant with tomatoes. While mint seems to repel insects and pests, it can be invasive. All plants seem to love mint. Spinach likes cabbage, strawberries, celery, peas, onions. Squash likes to grow among corn, nasturtium, but not with potatoes. I have all this and much more on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.